Talking Rugby, Telling Stories, Rugby Picker. Welcome to Rugby Pick'em. Who cares? Who knows? Why bother?
All right, let's head out west, fellas. We ran through all six Eastern Conference teams. If you missed those cuts, go back in the feed, listen to some, waste some time at work. Our podcast really hit. When, you know, when you're on that early morning toilet and the coffee's hitting and you just need a release. Quick one, right, Tommy?
I know all about it.
Let's start with the Dallas Jackals.
Okay.
Any good hashtag ideas for a team going into, I believe, year three? And fellas, it hasn't been pretty. The only real shining nugget out of this team is freshly selected Eagle Sam Gala, who's going to be the captain this year, who has probably been the most successful draft pick, I would say, so far. Maybe you could argue Connor Mooneyham, who was drafted first overall twice. But no, last year's number one overall, Sam Gala, the Cal prospect, I think he overperformed. You know, to go straight from college to play for a team that's losing more than winning and still get selected for the Eagles and get picked as a captain next year, that's a pretty solid year.
I'd say so. Yeah, for sure. Definitely 100% by far the most successful draft pick. I don't think any other draft pick has been a captain. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah. I mean, read them and weep.
Yeah. It's just facts.
Johnny, does Dallas need to be successful on the field, or does commercial viability count as another good year?
Well, I mean,
they're copped a lot of L's.
Yeah, so and those two are kind of symbiotic, right? So one feeds the other. I think if you're putting on a good show, right, some of the off-field stuff, some of the reasons why people go to, like, minor league baseball games or lacrosse games, right, it's like the atmosphere. You can provide a good experience, a fan experience, without necessarily being 100% successful on the field. Now, you have to be competitive. Nobody wants to keep coming to games when you're getting blown out consistently. So they gotta be in the fight.
One must compete.
That's why I miss the Gilgronis and their cannons at halftime. Just creating an atmosphere like no other.
But yeah. And they got Jax the Jackal. Great mascot, by the way.
Yeah, he looks sly.
He looks a little... He's happy to be here, that's for sure. Favorite food, Texas barbecue. I love that. You know, you can't hate it. So maybe they get some good food trucks at the local places down there, you know, whatever. Like, Dallas is a huge, huge metropolitan area. So they have to do whatever they can to, again, bring in the non-rugby folks, butts in seats, and they've got the opportunity to do it. Now, the on-field is a little bit of a concern, right? So, again, opportunity. Big opportunity.
Hey, Jax, is that a wrench in your pants, or are you just happy to be here?
Oh!
Let's hope no mascot's getting hard underneath the suit, Tommy. What do you think? Make the playoffs or no in the West?
I'm saying,
eight teams are going to make it, but four aren't. So we do have to account for the four that are not going to make the playoffs.
Four of the six in the West are making it. If I had to guess, I would say no, but they could, you know what? Anybody could be a cusp team at this point.
That's why he's telling me no picks, fellas.
Yeah.
He's going to waffle.
I don't even realize what I'm doing.
Well, we're playing at Choctaw Stadium. I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee in Choctaw. My brother was a Chippewa. Do you want a car?
Let's hope that they just play that on repeat
and at Choctaw Stadium. That would be enough for the atmosphere that you're talking about.
Let's fill it up. Butts
fun
and
for
seats.
The whole family.
Let's butts go. And seats, Cuban. Now that you sold your piece of the Mavericks, move on to your small 10% stake in the Jackals.
I know you're listening, Mark Cuban. I know you listen. You're probably listening right now.
Come on. One game, Mark. You got 8 home games. You can't come to one? Come on.
You show your face.
Come on.
Sam Gala, hopefully he can lead Dallas to success. Hopefully, Tommy, one day are we looking at a potential Eagle captain? Too early to tell.
Too early to tell. I'm not going to pick it because, you know, of my name. Tommy, no pick.
On brand. Ladies and gentlemen, Dallas Jackals.
Pick them or not. Pick them!
Know your role.